City Planning Board meeting, September 13th, 2023.
All right. It's rest here. Make it easy. At this time, the September 13th of the 2023 session of the Ventnor City Planning Board is welcome, is in session. And I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. And first, we're going to start with a flag salute. Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which is standing, all the nations under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will our board administrator please call the roll?
Mayor Landgraf.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco. Greer Gaskell.
Here.
Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Kriebel, Tom Halpin, Roman Zabi Hutch, Tim Coob, and Wendy Bartlett.
Next on the agenda is adoption of the minutes from the last meeting, which is August 28th. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption, please?
I'll make the motion.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are hereby adopted. We have two resolutions this evening to adopt. We'll adopt them as in unison. They are P37 of 2023, Dory of 200 North Sacramento Avenue, P38 of 2023, of 211 North Sacramento. At this time, are there any amendments or changes to those resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second, please, for adoption?
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes carry. The resolutions are hereby adopted. We have scheduled four applications this evening. However, there is a change in one. If our solicitor could address the board, address the public and the board both, where that one is being changed.
Sure. That's Elliot and Sharon Atkins, 106 South Troy Avenue. They're going to make, it's my understanding, give us some better plans to take a look at. So they're going to come back at a later date. I don't know if Mr. Balance is coming.
Roger, he said he was, but obviously he's not here.
Okay. Timing wise, are we going to...
October 23rd.
It's a Monday.
Monday night, October 23rd is the first day they can schedule. It's up to the applicant to assume that schedule or notify us of a different date for the hearing.
Yeah, so if anyone's here for the Atkins application, 106 South Troy Avenue, Block 31, Lot 9, that's going to be heard October 23rd, 2023, 6:30 p.m. in this room. The applicant won't be required to republish or renotice. I would suggest, just to be sure, that as that date approaches, you contact Carmella, our board secretary, to make sure that will in fact be the date, but I would assume it will be.
That's, I don't have revised plans in by then.
No, that's why you don't think
today's 10 days.
October 23rd.
October.
So that's 40 days away.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So. No, that means we have three. Yes.
Yes. Is that we have to complete this review recommendation so we can honor chat. Have a checklist. I think these should be reviewed.
Against that checklist, and then a recommendation at the beginning of each application from Roger, whether it's complete or not. If I'm looking at the first application, there's no survey. How do I know the lot coverage? They're saying they're reducing the lot coverage. I don't have a copy of the survey in my package. I have an architectural plan, but there's no sealed survey with the application. I don't know where these setbacks are coming from. I have an issue with that. I want sealed surveys submitted with these applications, which is required on our checklist. I don't have that.
I have.
Okay. Well, then I stand corrected, but it's not in my file. And the application, we're telling them they need more information. That shouldn't even get here. So it just takes up time of the board, and I'd like to see that. I mean, I don't know. I say this a lot. It's how I do it in Brigantine. I get the applications, I review them, make a recommendation to the board secretary saying they have everything yet, put it on an agenda. If they don't get on an agenda. It doesn't waste our time, doesn't waste the public's time with these things. So I'd ask that we start that procedure. And the first thing on every application should be a recommendation from Roger saying this application is complete. We vote on it. That starts the clock for applications and our time to act on those applications. Not when they submit it. It's when they're deemed complete. And my recommendation is this board should make that determination, because then the clock starts. So I don't know how the rest of the board members feel. I mean, Right. So I would, I mean, it's not difficult to do. I mean, it's about a half a step for Roger to do it, because he's already doing a review. You know, I put it at the first thing I look at in my letter, recommend completeness. And typically, if it's here, it's being recommended. You know, that's all. Shut up, man.
I think it's.
I was waiting to get kicked by Mike Wiesen from the back.
He's just came back from vacation.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's something the board should be doing and adopting that way. And that way it does. So that will be, I think that will be.
Yeah, and I do deem these complete, but sometimes you have like a mom and pop trying to come in here and shed.
And they can ask for waivers, and that's fine. And then that, and we deal with that as it comes in.
Right.
But I think, one, when you deem it complete, what's that date? When does the clock start? So this way, it's at the board meeting. It's on the record that that application is deemed complete. And then that starts the clock. And there's a clock for us to deem it complete, but we typically can meet those pretty easily.
There are waivers, and the waivers are shelved, and that would be it. That would be there. That would be the case. Okay. That's been decided. Let's move on to the first application this evening. And that is of... 10 South Washington Avenue. Callahan, are you representing?
Good evening, Brian Callahan. On behalf of the applicant, 10 South Washington Avenue, is Jackie Greenberg. This is an applicant who is proposing to put on two decks on the front of their house. We need some front yard variances. If you take a look at when Mr. Weiss will testify, the setback is 2.6 feet.
Wait. Before you start, let's get everybody sworn, please. It's going to be that's fine.
Weiss here, Jack Greenberg.
All right. Mr. Weiss, I'll swear both of you in together. Just Mr. Weiss, you can state your name and business address for the record, and then Ms. Greenberg, you can state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear both of you in.
Peter Weiss, 58 East Oak Crest Avenue, Northfield.
245 Tipsy Lane, Linwood, PA 10096.
And if you each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth.
While we're doing this, Roger McLaren.
Sure. Mr. McLaren,
you need to be sworn.
Please raise your right hand, you swear affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth.
I do.
Okay. And Mr. Weiss obviously will accept his credentials as a registered architect. Thank you.
You neglect. Okay. Give the coin. He's crappy one.
This one's already in the pack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll share the
Mr. Callahan.
That's all right.
Mr. Callahan, please proceed.
What we're asking to do is add two front decks to what I would respectfully, and Mr. Greenberg's here, is a blasé looking front house. At 10 South Washington Avenue. We had a chance to review Roger's report. The decks are required to be at 7 feet Currently, the ground floor is at 0.56. We're moving it back to 2.6. So we need a couple variances. The house building is already at 11.57. And in reviewing Peter's plans, and he'll go over it, we're better than the rest of the street, neighborhood street. At the present time, the building average on the neighborhood to the building is 5.5. As I indicated, we're 11.57. And the average for the existing decks on the street is 1.0, and we're at 2.6. Without further ado, I'll call Mr. Weiss. And without further ado, Andrea Weiss is here. She's our easel woman for tonight because Peter's easel is in his car.
So, which is in the shop.
Which is in the shop. So Andrea's home. So Peter, you've been sworn in. Why don't you walk them through the application a little bit, get them familiar with what we're doing, and go from there.
Okay, so the existing lot is a little bit undersized as far as lot area and lot depth.
Peter, could you get closer to the microphone so people can hear you in the back?
Sorry?
Get closer so people can hear you. Hold the mic up if you have to so everybody can hear you.
So the property's improved with an existing three-story residence. There's a driveway on the right side. The house has five bedrooms in it currently. The building basically conforms with the requirements of the R4 district zone, of bulk requirements. The front of the house is currently stucco, as you can see in the picture. It's stained and kind of old and not looking very good. There's an existing patio, you want to call it that, a grade, which is wood, but it's basically a step above grade, which is almost out to the front property line currently and runs basically the width of the house. The deck in the front, because it's lower than the rest of the house, is not really useful. I mean, yeah, you can put some chairs out there, but it's not really connected to the house, as it were, because you got to go down steps to get to it. So it doesn't really provide a lot of use. There's currently decks on the upper floors, but they're basically cut into the building so they don't protrude beyond the front wall of the building. So what we propose to do is remove all the siding on the house all the way around, replace it with fiber cement shingle type siding. So that'll be a complete facelift to the building. And as far as the decks go, what we're proposing to do is demolish the deck at grade and then construct a two-level deck in the front, which would be at the level of the first and second floors, and come out 9 feet from the building. So that'll give us a setback in the front of about 2.6 feet, where it's currently around 0.6. So we'll be 2 feet further back than the existing low deck that's there. The pattern of the block is all the houses are pushed up towards the street. Basically, every house has a front deck that's on or very near the front property line. So our house is actually the furthest back of any on the street. And even with our proposal, we're going to exceed the average of the street, which is about a foot for the front decks. We're proposing 2.6 feet. So if you look at the pictures, the house to the left of us, which is on the beach side, has something very similar to what we're proposing. And the only real difference is our deck will be 2 feet further back than that one. So we're going to, because we're providing the extra 2 feet or going back an extra 2 feet, we're going to have extra landscaping in the front, which so it gives us an extra 2 feet of landscaping across the front of the building, which would be an improvement over what's there. That's it.
Positive. You know, aesthetic enhancement in the neighborhood?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Negative. Blocking anyone's light and air, open space.
Now you can see in the pictures, the house to the left or the right, it's like right out to the property line. So they're already beyond where we are. And as I already mentioned, the house, the deck on the left side is up beyond us a couple feet. On the right, yes.
Street trees.
So right now there's a few trees scattered up and down the block. There are no governor strip anywhere on that entire block, from one street to the other, from Atlantic to Ventnor. What we were proposing was one tree. I think we'd be okay with putting in two. We don't really see. Yeah, it feels that we should put in a governor strip since nobody else has one. We look almost odd.
I think you only have room for one tree.
So we have an aesthetic improvement and we're increasing the landscaping. And the decks will provide additional, you know, obviously additional recreation space for the owners. And we're not blocking anybody's views or anything like that. But I think most importantly, we're just basically maintaining the neighborhood pattern, which is basically the decks out, you know, close to the front property line.
And completely modernizing latte when we build something that's sweet. I don't have any other questions to raise. I don't
have a question. So, how many of you own? So, the gas company or somebody came in and did improvements. Did you ever have a governor strip?
House next door had a governor strip.
Yeah, and they came in and they concreted it all.
They concreted it with crap. It's a grass hole.
I think it's concrete.
Pretty concrete. It got all wrapped out from pretty maintained. So there's nothing on that street for governor strip.
No, they completely concrete.
I would like to see the governor strip back or put in, even if it was never there before, because that's kind of been the trend and the policy that we've had. We always like two street trees, but Roger's recommendation is one, so I would go with that, but I would definitely like to see the governor strip. I mean, we have to start making the city a bit greener. Yeah. Great.
Bye.
Well, who maintains the rest of the property?
Well, may I interrupt? That's what irrigation is for.
What, Jay?
That's what irrigation is for. Even in your flower beds, the landscaping survives so much better when it's irrigated with drip irrigation or whatever. So, okay. I understand. Okay.
Well, all I would say to that is I understand the concern, but that's one of the responsibilities of ownership. Now, we have been requiring people to put them in.
Well, you're putting in grass in front of the proposed decks, right? But there's still, I can see that, but there's still space between that and the sidewalk. What's that? What material is that going to be? We've been pretty consistent about requiring the governor strip to add permeable area to the island.
That's the ultimate concern.
Right.
We're just going to do something.
I know.
That's where the board too.
Yeah.
Where's it?
Yep. I think the board feels that way. So, we're clawing back with space as much as we can in permeability throughout the city. For the future of the city, we have to green it up and more permeability. And that's the goal. We do it one piece at a time. Thank you, sir.
I think otherwise, the deck is a great idea to get that outdoor space. I mean, it's a
Brian said it first, so don't blame me for saying it. The existing house is a little tired. And I like the new front.
It's a great project. It's like $1 million.
I think the openness of the two decks, I think, is nice because the both sides, it's closed. They have a second floor deck. The first floor is enclosed, I think, right? So this one's open. I think that creates that, and I go back to this a lot, the neo-traditional design where you have front porches where people sit on them and you talk with your neighbors and you converse and you know, you're not boxed in all the time. So I like the design. I think it's great. Some of the neighbors reached out to me and they also looking for more permeable surfaces, but they also like the new design. So they weren't able to come, but they did reach out and I think they were complimentary of design of the decks and the porches. So I think that's a positive.
And the other thing too is that, Mayor, is it's we're a resort community and outdoor living is also important. And this goes to the outdoor living and the community resort community. So that's another thing that's been stressed in over the years too. So, but that, well. Good. Well, must be true to our colors.
So you maximize the space with a little patio. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's rotting. Okay. Don't ruin the illusion.
No. All right, Brian, let's get back to the topic here. And, pardon me? Have you read Mr. Rogers' report? Okay. But you agree with it, right? Okay. All right. Yeah, we were giving a waiver for one tree. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
So that has to be added to it.
You can move that one tree over because there's a large tree right at the left-hand side. So
that and tree before you turn it back over, could you just elicit quickly for the variances you're seeking before you go to public?
We're 2.6 feet.
Right.
First and second level.
Right. That's it. One variance. Right. Is that one variance?
Two variance. As unlisted is two.
One each.
One each. One each.
So it's four. Total two. Okay. Anything else you wish to add? Okay. Now we go to public. Is there anyone in the public? Do you want to say anything?
Just a quick question. Were the HVAC units there before when you bought the place? Okay. So they don't show up on a survey, but they show up on the plan in the non-conforming space. Okay. And that shed was there? The shed in the rear yard was there?
Okay. Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Did anyone in the public wish to make comment on this application? Hearing no request, seeing no request, the public portion of this application is now closed. Any further comments, Mr. Kelly? No, okay, you are complete.
We are complete.
Okay. Board members, are there any questions you have or things you wish to discuss with the applicant or our professionals? Mr. Mattis, you frame a resolution, please, in the affirmative, as all are done, for the board to vote on, please.
Sure. It's a C variance application. So we need a motion and a second to grant the two C variances. That's for the first floor porch and the second floor deck. The requirements are 7-foot front yard setback, and they're each at 2.6 feet. There's a waiver from all the formal landscaping requirements, but as a condition, they've agreed to put in the governor strip with one street tree. And then the other conditions will be the standard conditions, subject to any outside approvals you may need. Any representations made will be followed. And then anything else to Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed tonight.
The subject of irrigation came up. Are we requiring irrigation or not on this application?
Then you gotta
redo it. I know. Okay.
They don't have to be on the ground.
Sprinklers. Yeah, it's gonna be a sprinkler system, whatever.
I do.
Right. Okay. I guess at this point, since nobody's raising the issue, we'll pass on that. Go. They are the conditions. At this point, I have a motion and a second, please.
Second.
Have a roll call vote and state your reasons.
Mayor Langgraf.
I support the application. As I said, I think it's a great improvement to the structure itself. We are gaining a few percentage points back of permeable space on the lot. Certainly appreciate the governor's strip. We are trying, as applications come in, and Mr. Callahan knows this, we kind of asked for that to try and get that grass space back. It does help. It gets some of that rainwater, like you had this morning, back into the ground instead of running into our streets. So I don't think it's a negative impact to the neighboring properties, so I vote yes on the application.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes on the application. First of all, it's congruent with our master plan. It is enhancing the neighborhood. It's also enhancing the life in the city of Ventnor as a regional community. And with that, of course, the elements of bringing more permeable surface into the community and greenery is an asset as well. So I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata?
I like this plan. I think it's winning on two ways. First of all, it's updating a home that could use a little updating, and it's giving the applicant outdoor living space, which is always a plus. We're a seashore resort, and I appreciate, and I believe the board does, the fact that you're willing to put in the governor's strip and a tree. So I vote yes.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the home and the outdoor space is real positive. It's just pitching in the neighborhood and only spur new things. And the governor's strip, I really appreciate that because it's something that. After the when it happened, there was a lot of people that weren't here. They came home and there's nobody came back. The governor's strips were gone. So it's something that we need to have that word of my thoughts, and I appreciate you.
Mike Wiesen.
First, I agree with Mayor Landgraf about the porches and getting people outside. I think it's more family oriented when you ride around or walk around and see people sitting out on the porch and not watching TV. Second, the materials that Mr. Weiss is using, hardy board, I think it's a great material for the shore. It's fire resistant, it makes it look really nice, and it's a great improvement to the property. The fact that you're adding back into a governor strip makes it a little greener on that street, as I noticed from Google that there's only one other governor strip on the street. Maybe some of the other owners may add down the road once they see this. So I'm in favor.
Peter Taco?
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I believe that the decks on the front will be enhanced, but I'm in favor of the addition of the governor strip.
Mayor Gaskell.
I vote yes. I think it's a good project. I've looked and saw the way the house is now. And thought if we need to see light. And thought maybe you could be able to.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm in favor as well. I think this is a significant improvement, and aesthetically, it's a pretty big enhancement to the exterior. Really, it's a great design, and I think you guys will really enjoy having that porch space. It's also increasing the landscaped area, and we also appreciate you working with us on that governor strip, as that is something that we are trying to revert back to. So,
one by one.
Congratulations, you're approved. And thank you for beautifying the neighborhood and being a great Ventnor resident. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next application is that of 22 Hillside Avenue.
On this cell phone, which is half of them.
Yeah.
They had her help. Yeah.
Twenty-two Hillside. Okay. Who is going to present? And are you both?
My name is Ty Dell. I will present.
And are both of you going to speak?
Majority are going to be me, just in case I stump on your question.
Let's have both of you speak.
Just that. Mr. Is it Ty Doe?
Ty Doe, yes.
Okay, and you're at 22 North Hillside?
That is correct.
Okay, and sir, what's your name?
My name is Joseph Arginio. I'm a licensed engineer in New Jersey. I live at 9 Sacramento.
Can you each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Engineer.
Are you testifying as an engineer this evening? Or are you just as a neighbor?
Yes, I'm testifying as an engineer. I assisted in the application.
You did submit, okay.
Assisted, yeah.
So, what type of engineer are you?
I'm a civil engineer. I do planning board meetings.
Okay. Are you a planner?
Not a planner, no, just a professional engineer.
We'll stipulate that your credentials are acceptable as an engineer.
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Okay, please begin.
Okay.
Pardon me one second. We're going to do it a little reverse. We're going to have Mr. McClanahan go first and give a synopsis of the whole application, and you will have you come in and present yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Chairman, Board members. My report is based on the application of Ty Doe at 22 North Hillside Avenue, Block 98, Lot 13, seeking C variances, engineering and planning report, mainly. Planning report located in the R7 single family zoning district. The zoning map is incorrect. It lists RR1. That's since been changed back to the former zone, which is R7. So this is a hardship variance and a substantial benefit variance case. You'll see the materials reviewed on the bottom of page one. Project description. Again, typical, we've had a couple cases on this same very block where there is no backyard. There's two street frontages and two side yards, so you're subject to the front yard setback requirements, where Frankfort Avenue, the whole block uses it as a rear yard. So therein lies the variance needed, which is a deck setback where 7 feet is required from the front yard and 2 feet is requested for the variance for this application. Most rear yard decks are required a setback of 6 feet, and it can't be higher than the first floor. And that's the case here, but it's not a rear yard, so it's not subject to that variance request. So in essence, and they are requesting a waiver for the landscape plan, and your deck is already under construction, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Just approached.
That's okay, because I was actually doing an inspection next door, and I noticed it. And this is nothing unusual for this block. If you look up and down a block, just about everyone has a deck above the parking area in the used as a rear yard, but technically it's a front yard because it's on the street. So that is the variance. It's a front yard setback, the first floor deck, minimum setback is 7 feet or 5 foot encroachment, and 2 feet is proposed. Again, there's really no other changes to the entire property other than, and you had a deck there before, correct?
That is correct.
So you're going a little bit further?
Nope. Stayed the same.
Say the same. I thought the application said it went out a little bit further. But you're meeting the side yard setbacks of 4 feet, correct?
The original. So when I did the math, the square, the footage from the property property record card, it said that the wooden decks should have a, what's that? If you look at the was at their property record. So at the bottom left corner there, it says the wooden deck is 334 square foot. So when I did the math, like 18 by 24 minus the enclosed porch, it come out to 334 square foot, exact same dimensions.
Same height, same dimensions, everything. So same you're height. Basically maintaining what you had.
Correct. So what happened when we bought this house like 2 years ago and was advertising, right, they have a deck there. And by the time we took a look at it and check it out, and the deck was gone. And then I asked him what happened. He said, it's pretty rotten and pretty unsafe. So I said, well, it's unsafe, then I don't mind you guys take it down. I'm going to put it back up. Make, you know, create so sort of more safe. I'm sorry.
So there's a time lapse between when the old deck was removed and when you built this deck. So that's why.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
So you are meeting the four-foot setback on either side, as I saw in the
yes.
documents.
And then just 2 feet setback.
Okay, so
instead of seven.
You understand the hardship because you are on two front yards and can't meet the front yard setback, even though you use it as a rear yard.
Yeah.
And do you see any... I mean, your benefit is to have outdoor living space. Is that
is correct. So when we have friends and family, they like to come down, and then we don't have a deck for them. Then they have like really nice outdoor. We see the bay.
There's no outdoor space for you.
Correct. We no outdoor space. Correct. Yeah. Right now.
The old aerial showed that.
Right. That's what I saw.
Yeah. It shows that.
Yeah.
So. So that's the case.
In my opinion, even though they're here, they needed the variance, but they are maintaining what they had before. Right. Again, I think they meet all the criteria for, there is really no detriment to replacing and maintaining what they had before. And, right. and the benefit, as you heard from the prior cases, adding outdoor living spaces is not a bad thing.
Right.
And they are blending in with the rest of that block. Do you?
That is correct. Yeah. We didn't want to like go by. Set back and then go for everybody have like up to the property line pretty much. And what we had, we're like 2 feet setback. We had 13 feet like sidewalk. And like the next door neighbor is only 11 feet. So
the deck that you're building is still going to permit cars to be parked there. You're not going to impede any parking spaces.
Yeah, we have two car parking underneath the deck.
No problem getting them underneath?
Nope, 84 inches in height.
You're not changing the width of the curb opening?
Nope.
Just deck alone, that's it,
right? Deck and steps to get up there.
Yeah, I'm good.
I did look at the other aligning buildings, and they're almost all in the same alignment as this deck is. The developmental pattern of the street. So did look at that as well.
Yeah.
So that's the case.
And they're all using it as a rear yard, frankly.
Right, exactly. There are some no decks that are garages, but they're still in the same line as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so I'm clear, what they're asking for is to put back exactly what was there.
That's exactly right.
Got it.
Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a delay from when they did the demo to when they put the new deck up, so that probably raised a red flag for somebody.
Right. Okay.
So be conservative, that's why he's here.
Okay.
Jay, Joseph, could you spell your last name for me?
Yes, no problem. It's A-R-G-E-N-I-O.
Thank you.
I did 8 years ago. I think we know each other.
Yeah. That has no bearing on any vote tonight.
No.
Are you complete, sir?
I just want to say one thing. My neighbor, Mr. Richard Goldberg, is so kind that he write a letter for me and I asked to the application. I just want to thank you him for that.
Well, just so you know that Mr. Gober is not here to validate his letter, and we'll give his letter the due notice to us without him being there. So thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And that would be it. Now, I'd like to open it to the public and see if there's anyone who makes any comment. Are you complete, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in the public who would like to make a comment on this application? Hearing none and seeing none, this public portion is now closed. You've heard Mr. McLaren's report. Are you in agreement with his report?
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you.
Except I had a comment in about adding street trees. I think in this type of application, I think that's probably inappropriate to ask that on this application.
So we should put a waiver in there or just not? Oh, it should be for
it's not required, but
it's not required, or just let's list it as not required. The board looked at it, and so there's no question.
Did we think about anything about a governor strip on the other side, on the hillside itself?
The neighbor next door just lifted his house. He didn't have to put that in, but he did put two street trees in, and there's, I have a feeling if you start cutting that concrete out, you're going to be replacing the whole thing. Maybe one street tree on that side wouldn't be a bad idea. They cut it out.
Yeah, not on Frankfurt Hillside.
On Hillside.
Yes. Just to try and again, try to be consistent.
The neighbor next door put two in. So one street tree on Hillside, just cut it out. It's in the governor's strip.
Actually, the hillside, we have a patch of grass in the front.
Okay. It's an old photo.
Yep. And it's not all concrete in the front. Like the next door neighbor, we have a grass.
About a tree in there.
Yeah, you can actually put a dwarf tree or another tree in the grass.
We can, yeah, definitely. We can put that.
So we would ask you to do that, please, sir.
No problem.
That would be great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Probably not right now. I'm trying to get the deck done first. But I will. Yeah. Don't worry, my wife will we'll take care of that.
We're adding a tree.
Oh, sorry. We'd like to see that you plant as much as you can there. Yeah, and not you don't have to do it immediately there, but you know, finish your deck and then do your plant.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Any question, board members? Are you complete? You are now complete, sir, correct?
One last thing. I just want to say thank you, Camilla, to walk me through this process. It's very intense for me. Well, thank you. And thank you to all the members of the board for taking the time out for this.
I'll tell you what, sir, you did pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You did pretty good. Sir.
Very well.
Give yourself a pat.
I got a great mentor.
At this time, we'll have our solicitor prepare a resolution to the affirmative for vote.
Okay, it's one variance, a C variance. It's the front yard setback to this new deck on the Frankfurt side, 7 feet. Is the requirement, 2 feet's proposed, but there's technically a formal a waiver from the formal landscaping requirements, but the applicants agreed as a condition to put one street tree on the Hillside Avenue side. And then we'll just note anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, any representations made during the course of the hearing.
And a couple of shrubs, I think, right?
And a couple of shrubs on the hillside outside? Okay, shrubs, street tree and shrubs on the hillside.
Tree was going to be in the not in the at the curb, it was going to be in the planter section, to my understanding, correct?
Probably better if it's in that planter, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it would be better. That would be the case. And they could put a dwarf tree in if they wanted to also.
Okay, so the street tree on the hillside side in the planter section and some shrubs on that side to Roger's approval.
Right. Okay.
One tree, right? One tree?
Yes.
Okay. May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make the motion.
A second.
Have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Mayor Landgraf?
Seeing that this deck was here before and the fact that everyone else on that second front yard, that reverse frontage on that street on Frankfurt already has that same setback.
It's pretty consistent with the neighborhood. No neighbors came out and objected to it. And there was a letter in the file from one of the neighbors that I think if he had an issue, he would have been here. So I appreciate that there was at least some input. I vote yes on the application. I don't see it as a detriment to that neighborhood. I vote yes.
Jay Cook?
I'm voting yes on the application. First of all, I think the applicant was very cooperative with the board in trying to explain things. And also, looking to do some additions in the front, beautify the Hillside Avenue side. So I thank you, sir. And the next thing is that the deck, we have evidence that actually pre-existed in that regard. So it's going back similar to what it was. And from looking at the developmental pattern of the street, it conforms to the developmental pattern. So yes, I think it conforms and it's worthy of an approval. So I vote yes.
Lorraine Salata?
Given the fact that it existed there before and you're essentially rebuilding it in the same footprint, I don't really have a problem with it because it is compatible with some of the other setbacks to your neighbors. So yeah, it enhances your outdoor living space. And again, we appreciate the fact that you're going to upgrade your plantings and put a tree in there. So I vote in favor.
Dan Smith III?
I'm also going to vote in favor. There before for any reliefs other than what was no impact. It's a great addition to your home. It's win-win. You're going to put in the tree. You're going to beautify the area. It works for you. You've got no impact.
Mike Reason?
I liked hearing the same exact square footage is being placed, and it's an easy decision to say yes to the application. And I think he presented it well along with Carmel.
Peter Taco?
I'm also playing bigger. The reason stated it's the pursuit of some of the sit outs.
Gaskell?
Vote yes. It's no different than the approach is further along than anyone else in the neighborhood.
Jessica Stowe.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. You are essentially matching what was there before with the same dimensions. It's also matching the pattern of the other decks on Frankfurt. And I think we appreciate you working with the landscape. See any reason why we wouldn't approve this one?
Yeah, thank you. Joe, you are hereby have a new deck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Come by when it's done.
And your engineer, by the way, your engineer is very talkative, by the way. So
just in case you got stoned.
And if you could pat yourself on the back, sir, you did a fine job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, come on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Hey, do you still work?
Maybe okay. NWA.
Yeah, next
you do.
I guess in the back you discover you're the next application. The next application is that of 207 North Sacramento.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Avery Titler here on behalf of the applicant. The applicant has changed since we were here 1 year and 1 day ago. It was an individual named Amanda Ricca. It is now owned, the property is owned by Monopoly Property Holdings, which is owned by the same individual. I wanted to let the record reflect that.
All right. You'll have your everybody sworn in first.
Yes.
What we're going to do is, as we often do, have Mr. McLennan do a preamble or do his report first. Don't do it. Then you'll go right into your presentation.
There's no problem with that. Thank you. We have to intend on calling two witnesses tonight. I'm going to call the project architect.
Morning now.
Yes. I have John Oblinas, who is standing to my right.
And Bob Green, right?
Correct.
All right. So, Mr. Oblinas, Mr. Green, why don't each just state your name and business address for the record?
John Oblinas, 102 South A Street, Vineland.
Okay. If you each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth. And I, okay. Mr. Chairman, we're familiar with both of them.
In addition to any of your licenses, are you any of you planners? Okay. As an architect, John, you've been here before many. You're correct. Mr. Green, sir, you've been here before too, so you're acceptable also. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Please proceed.
We have Mr. McLarnon. Yes. Okay.
Roger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. I'll be brief. The report is based on the application of Amanda Rica, which is the new application, 207 North Sacramento Avenue, block 164, lot 8. I will let the applicant testify why they're here again, but again, just to outline what they need from the board tonight is basically to re-grant the variances provided before. And again, I list the variances on page 4, and some of these items have been eliminated. So in a nutshell, state law allows you to elevate an existing non-conforming structure to a base flood elevation plus 3 feet. They're going higher than that, so all the non-conforming setbacks, uses, whatever, they become variances. Now, they got rid of the one non-conforming use, and that was a duplex. It's a single-family use, and I just want the applicant to confirm that's what it's still going to be at this point in time.
Confirmed.
So also the state law, based on a court application in a place right down the road in Margate, says that you're allowed to replicate the existing building that was there before if it was severely damaged to the lowest elevation required, the lowest highest elevation required. So again, since they're going up to the higher standard to allow parking underneath, these variances reappear. So again, the foundation was deemed to be, it's my understanding that the foundation was deemed to be unsuitable to lift the existing structure. And again, this is basically an internal lift where the first floor was concrete block. They're going to abandon that use of habitable space, lift the second floor higher to where it would be the new second floor, and put a new first floor in there. So today they're going to build a whole new house, but the same application, same elevations, the same floor plans are being used. It's just going to be new. So they're all new variances based on what was already approved. So front yard setback to the building, front yard setback to the first floor deck. And again, some of these variances disappear because they aren't having any rear yard decks. And again, the applicant will provide testimony to that and explain it. Yes, they are agreeing to all the prior conditions set forth by the planning board in the last 366 days ago. So they're here today to, again, reaffirm the variances already approved and to provide testimony why they're here again. So I'm not going to go further into my report, and I will turn it over to Mr. Avery Teichler on this.
Thank you very much.
Before we start, one question here. There was raised by our construction code official and zoning officer about the 75% rule. How are we handling that, or are we handling that? Defer to both our solicitor and our planner and engineer. And of course the applicant as well.
What do you mean by the 75%?
There was a letter, I think it was part of it in here, about conforming to a 75% rule.
What happened was they demolished more than 75% of the structure. So that triggers the reemergence into the planning board.
Okay.
So that's why we
brought it back. That's
one thing to put back.
I would add on to that I think it was, we're here tonight because the demolition plan that was presented at the last application was exceeded. And I think that's the main reason. I think 75% of the building was probably going to be demolished as a result of the testimony a year ago. And I went back and listened to the recording just to make sure that was in fact the case. So I think that we're here tonight because the demolition plan was exceeded based upon the testimony that was given that night. And I'm going to do something a little different, Mr. Chairman, if you're satisfied with my explanation of the 75% rule, and Mayor Landgraf, Mr. McLarnon are, then I'm going to have Mr. Oblinas and then Mr. Green testify rather than hearing me give. I can't give a better recitation of.
My question is do we have to go through what are we that the proper procedure to go through it? Is if you want to, please. I just want to make sure it was just covered and then not over covered as well.
I appreciate that. I think we're here tonight. I think we've reapplied for all the same variances. We want to build the building that was approved a year ago. Okay. The elevations are going to be the same. The footprint's the same. Everything's going to be the same other than a portion of the foundation that's going to be reconstructed to make the building structurally sound.
Then you please proceed, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Oblinas, could you provide the board an overview of the application? And I think we have maybe some members that weren't here a year ago, of the summary of the project, the variances, and what transpired with the foundation. Thank you.
Can I take this off the stand here? Is it pop off?
Yeah, you'd be better. Your soft voice, you'd be better.
I like to move around. I feel like a singer. Anyway, when I came in here tonight and I saw the board, and I think some of you haven't been at the hearing a year ago, I had a really strong sense of deja vu that we've been here before. And I looked at the plans, and obviously, you know, again, we are going to present the same project. But I thought quickly, how I work is that when I was retained by my client, I got a survey of the property. I did my due diligence. I looked at the zoning regulations, the setbacks, coverages, all that stuff. And of course, a visit to the site. I saw this very sad looking home. And as an architect, I don't see the home being sad. I saw the potential of what it could be. And when you look at the potential, you look at the neighborhood and every house up and down the street. I just drove by again today to make sure I'm on the right street, but they're big homes. They're big homes. They're cheek by jowl, you know, 2.5 feet from the property lines. They're all on the front, lining up at the front. I said, okay, this is the neighborhood. This is what we're going to work with. So in my dream concept was looking past what's there now, is that we're trying to keep up with that neighborhood, do something very consistent with the size, with the setbacks, all that good stuff. And then, of course, we added a third floor. So having said that, that was the presentation to the board. Now, what I don't have the ability is I don't have x-ray vision. When I saw the house as it was, I said, okay, this house withstood Hurricane Sandy. I mean, it's got to be pretty strong. It's been around. Other homes have been around. But I couldn't see behind the walls. You know, I saw what I saw. This is what I think I made a statement that we can work with what's there, bearing it, and et cetera, et cetera. I also couldn't see underground. I don't know what the foundation was like. I just saw dirt. So the process, once you get past that, the process is that you go into the building. You start taking apart parts of it to see what's really behind. You start digging down the side of the foundation. You dig down. Let's reach the spread footing, we hope. Well, there was no real spread footing. But that took that process to go down, find out what's really there that we couldn't see with the walls, with the foundation, with some of the floors. It was not in good shape. And so we reached at that point. So typical process is we have a goal to meet, which is the approved set of plans. And going back real quickly for a minute, at that presentation, the board asked us for certain conditions to be met, and we did. We had submitted what's called a compliance set of drawings that met those additional conditions with landscaping. We eliminated the rear decks. We brought them down to the first floor. We did a number of changes that met those conditions, and I have both sets here. At the hearing, what you have is really a reaction to the foundation, but the reality is that there was a compliance set that I believe met all the conditions that the board asked us to meet. So anyway, so the process of construction, now of course our goal is to meet exactly what was approved by the board. Well, guess what? Anybody who's done renovations, and I've done thousands of them, and I'm from New York, I've done some scary renovations, that you always find something. There's always something either dangerous, I mean, even down to a point where you're finding Wawa coffee cups jammed into the crevices and stuff because no one's ever going to see them again. So when we open up the walls, there they are. They're not holding anything up. But long story short, as we went through this process of seeing what's there, it didn't look good. And we then my client retained the services of Bob Green, structural engineer, to look at what's there, what can we do about it, how can we fix it? And I believe that's where we are today. Yes, it was older block, and the footings again weren't wide enough to support a structure of basically 2.5 stories. By state code, they had to be a certain width. They weren't. I remember one of the comments. Bob Green can say it, but when you anchor a house down to the foundation, you got to put rebar, and because the foundation was already at 8 feet, I think it was 8 feet high. Again, I'm paraphrasing the engineer. That you can't run grout down 8 foot walls. You gotta have structural stability, and mainly for the rebar to anchor the house down for hurricane resistance and wind resistance. That couldn't happen with the walls that were there. Regardless of how good the walls were, they had no anchoring systems. It was really really not a good situation. And as an architect, I'm not gonna do a structure on top of something that's already compromised. I'd like to feel comfortable knowing that we're going to put something back in place that is adequate to support what the dream was that was approved. Openings, what we saw, in my very optimistic mind, fill them in, just fill them in a block. But again, according to the engineer, it's not that easy. Because you have now an opening that has to be filled in. Difficult or impossible to line up the cells of the blocks so that you can put the rebar down when the wall's already too high to do that. So filling in with block work and filling in those openings in the wall, it's like trying to put Swiss cheese back to like American cheese or something. We couldn't do it. It was very difficult to do that. And therefore, again, the remediation process was what Mr. Green had offered to do.
So, real quick question.
Yeah.
I raised that point last year, and you said everything was fine.
I know, but I'm saying is that when I say it was fine, I didn't know behind the scenes what was really adequate. It looked good.
But you just said you couldn't put rebar and grout in an 8 foot, even if it was good condition. So.
Well, that's because I don't know there was.
Let's put it this way. I'm not surprised you're here today.
Well, I think the answer is that. I did until we open up those blocks. We don't know what's inside those. There's no rebar inside them. There's nothing there that was anchoring, and we needed that rebar. So there was not there once we started opening up those walls. I wasn't there to open up the walls. And
can I
it's a visual.
Seth, you're doing a lot of testimony here. Let me just be simpler. I walked that site. First of all, I got to tell you, one of the worst sites I've ever seen as far as filth and trash and not being maintained. In fact, that would be the case. Tonight, I'm going to ask that after this meeting, you get a limited amount of time to clean that place up. The next thing is, I don't understand, with the sheared footings that you've exposed already and everything else, an old, old block, and why are you even trying to save it? It's going to cost more to save it than it is there. Build it new and build it right for the new house. Be done with it. I mean, it's not my job to tell you that. You're your guys. But I'm going to tell you, why build all this new stuff on top of old junk? Just do it right. I mean, that's my, that's been the experience, like other people and so on. It's your decision. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm just telling you. That's the reality of the world.
Yeah, and listen, obviously, I understand it very clearly that we try, again, in a renovation process, we try.
Well, why don't you give me a yes or no on that first? So, I've given you an option. I've given you a suggestion.
Yeah.
And that would solve a lot of time for a lot of people. Either you want it or you don't. That's it.
Yeah.
And, it's not, I'm just asking a question. It's the state of the art with the industry. I'm not giving you a recommendation. I'm asking you a question based on industry and what I see done all around the whole community. And that's it. I can't tell you what to do. It's a construction situation, not a board situation here. But I'm asking you, with all this testimony we're getting about this and that and so on, there's an easy way to cure it. There's a hard way to cure it.
Yeah, I actually thought they were starting from scratch.
That's what I thought, too.
Isn't that what this is?
So
are we still using old foundation that parts of it are bad and parts of it may be good? We don't know.
We know. I can tell you that they're shearing what you can look at. It. And they're sheared. And they're broken right through the whole thing. There's spots that are completely undermined. They have forms around the whole thing. You just walk the site. You can
I believe we should let the structural engineer provide testimony as to the condition.
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry.
As new construction. So let me ask a question. Are you putting in new pilings and new footings and a new?
I don't believe pilings. I believe we're going to do spread footings.
So
again, the engineer has a soil analysis. But again, two factors here. We're trying to keep the billing on the same footprint.
That's what a survey does. Right. The survey, repeat the survey, pour the stuff and rebuild the same as it was.
Yeah, so we're trying to keep it on the same footprint. And renovation work, there is a process that can remediate an old foundation. And again, I can let Bob Green address that. But there is things called underpinning. You dig underneath, you add concrete foot, you know, to it. But I guess the goal was that keeping the same location of the walls. If you tear it down, I guess we're afraid now once you tear it down, it has
one
to
meet the new core. You have to start with a survey to locate anything.
But it's gone now.
It's gone.
All the walls are gone now.
The walls are gone except for the foundation.
Oh. The surveyor can relocate that with anything. You know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes to tenths of an inch.
But I'm not arguing that. I understand that it is where it is located-wise. That's been surveyed. We work with that, with those dimensions. But we tried to fix. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
Certainly don't want to waste anybody's time.
That's right. But I'm just saying, let's get to the point here.
I mean, quite frankly, the point is to build the same building that was approved last year. How we get there, I want to hear what Mr. Green has to say.
Come on, Bob. Let's turn it on, Bob.
I guess the concern is if we tear the entire foundation out, can they rebuild on the original footprint?
That's right, sir.
That doesn't seem to be. We know that's going to happen.
So that's
the question is, are the pilings and existing footing capable of supporting the new building?
No. So it was, when I saw that it was there, I recommended that they take the block walls down for a number of reasons. One, it's cracked, get a lot of window openings to close up. And when you're trying to put rebar in the wall that FEMA requires, so you have a positive load path from the hurricane winds trying to lift the building and pull it out, that you have to dowel it into the foundation. And when you have an 8-foot-high wall, you're trying to pour mortar, and it doesn't always get where you want it to get.
I think we understand that.
We all know that.
Yeah, right.
You're going to put new pilings in and a new footing?
No pilings. I don't think any of the houses on the street have pilings. So I was recommending that we took the block wall down with 3/4 above the old footing, and then I want to underpin the old footing, which you see out there when you go look. We made it 2 foot wide because it's only 10 by 16 inches wide. It's too narrow, and it was too high up. It's like when you walk in the beach, the sand fails around your foot. That's a rupture failure. That's what happens to foundations when they're too high and too narrow. So I wanted to have a wider foundation under it, and you'll see that we started to try to underpin the foundation that's there. And then since the block's out of the way, we can drill into the old foundation, the rebar that we need to come up and fill those blocks up properly so that we comply with the FEMA requirement.
The pilings that are there are good?
No pilings. There's no pilings there.
Maybe that's why
we're working above and below the existing foundation.
Oh.
Or, like Mr. Cook said, you could tear it out.
It'd be easier to tear it out and cheaper to do what you're doing.
Yeah,
I build a whole new building fresh and give something that's economical, give something that we can be proud of for the city instead, and what your client can be happy of.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we're having this testimony.
And I agree with you they're concerned that they don't want